Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Here should be a special schuss for Yisachar, Mordechai, and Rachel. Baruch HaTzlach, HaMasei Yadav. Tamar Yosef, Ben Esther, Ben Avit Esther. Rishvito, Astila, Ravida. And it's based in the Torah of the Rosh Hashiva, Shlita. In Ma'ariv, we say, Ashkevenu Hashem, Lekenu, L'Shalom, etc. Ufros, Lenu, Sukkah, Shlamech, Tzakenim, Ebeitz, Atovim, Ufanecha. So we speak about Hashem lying us down in peace, spreading us over us his sukkah of peace, and fixing us with a good eitzah in front of him. What is this eitzah tova milafanecha? The Mishnah, in the second paragraph of sukkah, tells us that you're allowed to eat and drink snacks, little arai, non-meal items outside the sukkah. And then it brings a maisa, Yochanan and Zakkai. Others were machmir, and the Gemara says, Maisa Listor. And the Gemara says, no. That what it means is, if somebody wants, he can be machmir on himself, and there's no gaiva involved. So we see, there's a special chiddush in Sukkah that tells us that by Sukkah, there's no chshash gaiva. No chshash yoara. Also, we see in the Mishnah, it's a similar chiddush, chavches and aleph, and the maisa shamei azokin. He's machmir to make a Sukkah, even for a tinok hatzarech le'imo, another chumran sukkah. We also see a chiddush in sukkah 28b, kol ezrach, rabbis ketanim lechol b'sukkah, and the Gemara says, aye, chiyuv katan b'chinuch is only derabbanan, the Gemara says, it's true, and the pasuk is an asmachta ve'alma. There are a lot of dinim, sheketanim chayavim mitzad chinuch u'midrabbanan, so why here by sukkah, we have a special asmachta to be mechayev ketanim. So we makdim one he'ara with regard to the yushpizin of the sukkah. It says in the Gemara in Brachas 19a that chadish tay milse basa de mashmuel unafakanyim itzlalo bezbaza lanika de moichay. There was once someone who spoke disparagingly after the death of Mar Shmuel, and a reed fell from the ceiling, fracturing his skull. Rashi says, "Kana gadav akavid nafam an agag." This heavy reed fell from the roof. Arnike demochi kisha moch munach bavi, pocket in which the brain is placed. The brain has a lining. Inside that lining, that's the kis. Maral explains in the Nesiv HaLosh, and see also in the Drash of the Shabbos Tshuva, why does the Gemara have to be mefarid Tzuras Harigosa, how he was killed, rather the Tzadikim Shemesu Meginim Al Ador, Kischach Shel HaSukkah, they're like Sukkah. And this person who spoke disparagingly after Shmuel died, a beam fell from the Schach, what it means when it says, Nafo Kanya, this kanya, this reed, is like a beam from the schach, and it punctured his brain, where there's chachma. And chachamim are like the brain of the generation. And this brain lining, this kruma moach, is what guards it. That's the Maral explains. So again, he spoke against the chachamim. The chachamim are the brains of the door. And the Krum, the pocket, is what protects the brain. So the tzaddikim protect the door like a sukkah. They protect the generation like a sukkah. And this person, something fell from the sukkah and punctured the what protects his brain. Meaning he didn't have the protection anymore of the chacham. So we see a new tfisa in the Yushpizin of Sukkah. That Haganas HaSukkah B'tzirufi Al-Das Adam Man Yedu Dorasechem above 20 Amos is possible. You can't see it. There's no Das. That's Teufis that you're sitting under the Sukkah. That it's protecting you. So the mitzvah of Sukkah establishes a Das for all the generations. They should know they're going to be protected by this Sukkah. And the Yishpizan are the ones who put the das here. They're shaykh to the Haggan of the Sukkah. In other words, this person lacked das of the Ushpizen, and therefore he lost his das, because it's the Ushpizen who are the ones who are protecting us. That's the Hagana. They're Megan Aladar Kischach. They're like the Moach of the generation. And this person has to have, you have to have das for that. This person didn't have das for that. He didn't appreciate the Chachamim. So he lost his das. This Nepasik in Psalms 16:7, Avrechas Hashem Sheyatzanu Af Lele Sichtuni Chul Yosai. I bless Hashem that gave me counsel even at nights. My kidneys give me Yisurim. So why do his kidneys give me Yisurim? It says in the Maran Bracha 61b that the Klayos give one Eitzah. The Chelek Hadas, the Shaykh, the Eitzah is in the Klayos, in the kidneys. Eitzah is that the one giving the advice puts himself in the place of the person who he's advising. Milus Chesed of Eitzahs, you give the person of your das. Not as a Rav, not as a Mashpia. The Chesed is to give the person, lend the person your das, as if you're in that person's situation. And what would you do? A person gives an Eitzah, and he's no Gabadavar. He's biased, so that's Mamash Lishneiver. Lishneiver. You have to separate yourself from the das. There can't be any negias. You have to put yourself in his place. It's not about you, it's about the other person. Like you're mashil him, your das. And only in such a way you're allowed to give an Eitzah. And that's a davar nifla. You give an Eitzah, you're in the other person's place. And therefore there can't be any personal biases. There can't be any negias. Clios of the kidneys. And that has the, they have the power, kidneys separate the, they clean out your blood. They also have the ability to clean out your Eitzah. That they separate the Das from your own Hargasha. And that also gives, it also allows the Clios to give one Yisurim, one rebuke. Otherwise you're not Ruah Nigei Atzmo. So you have to see yourself as someone else, and then you can give yourself Musar. The time for this is at night, the time of Menucha, the Das isn't so powerful, no Negias, then Yisruni Chiliyosai. What does it mean, Yisruni Chiliyosai? My Kliyos give me Yisur, they give me Teichacha, they give me rebuke, they give me Musar, as if it's not me. I give myself a Musar. I want to give myself a Musar. I like myself. So it's as if I'm someone else. And that's what the Klayos are able to do. They're able to separate me from my Eitzah. Therefore, when I'm giving an Eitzah, it's just purely the Eitzah. And then at night, my Klayos give me Yisurim. They give me Musar. To separate me from the Eitzah, to make sure that it's okay, that the Eitzah is not going to be about me. It's going to be about the other person. And that's how it separates my own Hargasha from my Das, that I'm lending to the other person when I give him Eitzah. The only root in the soul of a person that allows him to put himself in such a situation is the fact that he has a separate Das that's above the Das that he uses. This Das Elyona is the root of all the other phenomenon of Das. But it itself is misulekus minigios. It is divorced from all biases, this das el yoyne. And therefore it could be mishtachirer, it can free itself from all of one's negias, get to the shorish of das, and give it to the other person. And when he's mispatel, miskoifef elav, he can be mochich es atzmo, can mochich mubachutz. He can give himself tochacha as if he's giving someone else. It's not about him anymore. That's the Das El Yoyne. Above all Megiyas. now we're ready to go back to the das that goes into the sukkah. We said that the das of the avos of the yishpizim is part of the atmosphere of the sukkah. And this person spoke against the chachamim, so he lost that shmira of their das, and that's why he lost his own das, and his brain sack was punctured. We sit in the shadow of the sukkah under the ashpah of the Anan Yaakov, and then the das of Knesset Yisrael licked unter a hecher das is placed and guided by a higher das. In such a situation, there's no chash of mechse kiyar, there's no gaiva, because there's no because this tain of gaiva is that you're not in this madrega. But sitting under the shadow of the sukkah means you're going into a higher das that teaches us. And then we're really on a higher level. We're in the sukkah with the yushpizim, we're getting the das al-yona of the yushpizim. The tzaddiki adoros, and that's what protects us. So you could be machar in yourself, there's no das gavoa, because there's no mechze kiora. So you're with the das gavoa, you're with the higher das of the avos. They're being mashpia your das, you are in that madrig. That's also why we have a special asmachta. Tell us it's a chiyuv katan. In mitzvah sukkah, here chinuch is in a David study. We're all ketanim. We're the das. Vis-a-vis the das that's in the sukkah, we're all ketanim. So there's a special dinner of a katan over here to have an asmachta for a katan. To show that there's a special dinner that we're all ketanim. We're all ketanim because we're under this das el yonah. That's the hemshech of Birchas Hashkivenu and Meiriv. When someone sleeps, his das goes away and he needs shmira. Ufreis aleinu sukkah shlomecha, that das that's filled with negias that rules us by day goes higher and is guarded by sukkah shlomecha. Sukkah, the sukkah is a das al yona, a higher level of das. In the melech is sakneinu beitza tovah fnecha, that's where we're going to get good eitzah. So we're on this higher level of das, we're going to have good eitzah, good counsel, proper counsel, correct counsel. Because in Chazal, there were four kings. David, Asa, Yehoshaphat, and Chizkiyah. David said, Erev, if I have a sigim, below Shivat, HaKadosh, I'm going to run after enemies, we're not going to go back until I destroy the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to do it. Asa got up and he said, "Ani ein bikoch l'arag. I don't have the koch to do it. I'm going to run after them and you do it." Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "I'll do it." Yehoshaphat got up and he said, "I don't have koch to kill them. I don't have koch even to run after them. I'll say shira and then you do it." Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "I'll do it." Chizkiyahu gets up and he says, "Ani ein bikoch l'arag v'lirdof l'olam rishia. I don't have koch for any of that. Not to kill, not to run after them, not to say shira. I'm going to lie in my bed, and you do the whole thing." Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "I'll do it." Vahi b'alei b'alei lahu, v'yetzi malach Hashem, v'yach b'machin ha'ashur. What this means is, possibly, the Doris HaRishonim, their makom negiyah was gadol v'ram. The koach hasi was very, very strong. Great bitachon. They knew even though they were doing, it was Hashem. And there was Yeridus HaDoros. Originally it was David. David was Kiyulu doing everything, but he still knew it was from Hashem, so there was no Sakana. And there was a little bit of Yerida. Asa said, "All right, I'll do most of it, but you still do the rest. I won't do the killing, but I'll run after them." So he needs to be able to see Hashem, that Hashem does the. Hashem will kill them. There was more of a Yerida. Yehoshaphat said, "I'll do even less. I'll just say Shira." And Chizkiyahu says, "I don't even have to call for that. I'll just sleep on my bed and you do the rest." Their koach asiyah is mismayit and Hashem has to do more. They have a koach of akara and what Hashem does by doing less. So we can have the hashpaos of the earlier generations when we sit under the tzila de Memusa. Chazanis said, on our door, tov lanu ashtika, it's good we remain silent. Meaning, knowing that it's Hashem running the show. The point is, we're sitting in the sukkah, we're connecting to the earlier doris and their madrigas, and their das, as we just learned, the various Madrigas of Das of the earlier Doris. No, Baruch Hashem, we learned to be Yisod in Yanei Sukkah. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.